We've done some open letters to Congressman Comer. There's been a lot of advocacy going on at the state side. And I know there's things going around as to what the reductions would be if all of those funds were gone. Personally, I don't think those funds will be gone. The Department of Ed may be gone. They may shift it back to the states and have other entities going around. But I would encourage everybody in this room to reach out to our elected officials and certainly at the federal level. If the federal dollars went away as far as Title I, Title II, the number of staff that they take care of that goes to intervention and or classroom size reduction is great, right? And we know that. That's what Title I serves, high poverty schools, in a nutshell, and provides additional staff and also PD training, all those types of things. In my heart of hearts, I don't see it going away. If there's ever a political climate to where it's reduced some, that's a possibility, absolutely. But during times like this, I guess everything's a possibility. Yeah. But we need to make it local. So the conversation with an elected official is about, hey, you know, my child's classroom can't get any larger, right? My child has maybe a disability and needs those supports and things like that. Of course, again, IDEA, people talk about students in special education. That's a law codified, you know, that's a law to serve in that. The Department of Education may be gone, but that would probably be housed under another branch as far as enforcement and things like that. So maybe not so much on the other grants, and we call them federal award grants, but special education and things like that, that's a federal law to provide services for those students.
Well, I'm also thinking the fact that, you know, the board has done a great job.
Yeah, thank you.
Anybody else? If not, we'll